Warning, all views expressed in this show, past, present, and future, are satirical in nature. We here at the Fumcast are smooth-brained and naive. Listener discretion is advised. Hotel!
Hello, everybody. Welcome to show. How you doing?
Good morning, sleepyhead.
Yeah.
We are earlier than our normal recording time, and...
Are we?
Yeah, we normally do it at 2.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Oh, well.
Only by 2 hours, but...
Yeah.
No matter.
Yeah, I had to work last night, so I've only had like 2.5 hours of sleep since then.
Nice.
Yeah. And then I have to go, I have to edit this and put it up, and then I have to go to a family barbecue tonight. So I'm going to be dead all day, but whatever.
Last hurrah.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Well, I didn't even, we can talk about that later. More... Things have developed.
Oh. Is that an off-mic conversation?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, anyway. Get it out of the way. Go to fumcast.xyz and patreon.com/fumcast. I'll put the links in the show description and on screen on YouTube. So go there, subscribe.
And stickers coming soon.
Yeah, stickers.
Sorry, my voice cracked there. I'm still going through puberty.
Sticker!
Yeah, fucking put that on the soundboard.
Woo! Yeah.
Yeah, no, but yeah, stickers should be coming in soon, yeah. Allegedly.
Yeah, it's like a 2-week waiting time, so.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Good things come to those who wait.
Yeah. So, if you want them, just let me know. I'll give you them for free. Just, the only deal is just put them everywhere.
We our guest that we were supposed to have on today that we'll reschedule, obviously, for another time.
Yeah.
He's gotten into a habit of, like, tagging things. Like, he carries a paint marker with him.
Oh, okay.
And he's made his own little tag. He's made his own little tag or whatever. So I was like, shit, if we get him on after we get the stickers, we give him, like, 50. He'll go ham with that.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got 500 of them to start with. I'm probably just going to keep buying that same quantity as much as I can. So.
For some reason in my head, I thought you said 250, so even better.
Yeah.
So, yeah, stickers are on the way. That should be a fun time.
Yeah, and if you live far away and you want them, just let me know. I'll mail them for free. I don't care. It's not a big deal.
If you're a patron, totally take your dollar. If totally you're not just subscribe deal. To the Patreon, and then we'll send them for free.
Yeah.
It's easy as that.
I think I might sell the Christian collection on there.
Yeah, I think these should be like some good baseline stickers, and then we need to get some collections that, you know, over time. Maybe... Keeping in mind right now our black and white limitations, since full color seems to be a lot more money.
Yeah, well, the website that I went on, he has, like, specials for, I think it's like a month or two at a time, where, like, a certain color scheme is a lot cheaper. I just went with black and white for this because it's the cheapest, but, like, the...
Makes sense, yeah.
The other one that he has going right now, I think, is, like, a red, black, and yellow.
Oh.
So you could do, like, a gay communist.
Like a German theme.
Yeah.
In honor of our Führer's birthday today.
Yeah. Shout out to it. Yeah, it's the 420 show.
We're recording this on 420.
The weed show.
The weed show. The Columbine show. The happy birthday Hitler show.
You know, I can't decide which one I like better.
I'm a weed guy myself. If I had to, you know, put a gun to my head of the three, but
I don't know.
I'd probably go weed, Columbine, Hitler.
In that order?
Yeah.
I think, honestly, if I don't know. I feel like saying Columbine's my favorite is a little too edgy.
But you don't smoke weed, though.
Yeah, I know.
So
weed is just my least favorite one out of the three, and that's easy.
Okay, I thought you were going to go Columbine, weed, Hitler.
No.
Yeah, okay. Worse than that.
Yeah. Yeah, weed's just my least favorite one out of the three. So it's a toss-up between a really cool guy and two really cool guys.
Doing a really cool thing.
Yeah, so it's, I mean, they both did really cool things, but it's, I don't know, it's a tough decision. Because, like, Columbine.
Is it a tough decision?
Yeah, it's a very tough decision. It's one of the tougher decisions I've had to make lately. I don't know. I mean, okay. It's kind of a quantity versus quality thing.
We're getting the thought processes, the behind the scenes of racism, guys.
So, like,
So are you talking like casualty amount? Like,
that's in there, but there's, okay, more, there's more to it than that. So, like, quantity wise, Columbine was two cool guys. Hitler, the Holocaust, that's one cool guy.
Uh-huh.
And then the Holocaust, that's way more people than Columbine. Mm-hmm. You know? So it's, I don't know, it's tough. And not
Eric and Dylan played Doom.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Like, they were edgy trench coat guys.
They listened to, like, Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, yeah. They listened to spooky, creepy goth music and played Doom and stuff. And Hitler.
I make too many of those correlations without meaning to.
You're putting yourself with some really good company.
Yeah, you know. Honestly, I'm embracing it, wearing a fucking Suicide Boys hoodie today.
Yeah, so.
But, I mean, Hitler had Parkinson's and did meth.
Yeah. I think Dylan and Eric were the original Suicide Boys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hitler was also, he was a painter. He did gay things.
Mm.
You know?
I mean, wearing those shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Having a mansion in the Alps. Not a good look.
One ball.
Know? Yeah, not a very good look.
Yeah, definitely not.
I don't know.
And you're going to align yourself with one of your best friends that has the last name Goebbels, like Gobbles. I just be calling him like Gobble the whole time. Fucking.
Although, despite the last name, way cooler guy.
And then, but I will say, although some of this was more Himmler than Hitler.
Another way cooler guy.
Purely based on the fact that Himmler was way more into the, like, occult and, like, weird aspects of Nazism, like,
that's pretty cool.
Like, and Hitler had to, like, gas him up and be like, yeah, 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 and just, like, send him off and do his own little thing so he would quit bothering him, and they're off trying to find fucking a hole to the hollow earth in fucking Antarctica. Like, that's some cool guy shit right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
exactly.
Like, put that in modern day. I get it.
Yeah.
Now, I think genocide behind it. A little less fond of it.
True.
But I support it. There's probably some shit out there. They say that they found a pyramid in Antarctica.
True. I think that if they would have focused a little bit more on that, you know, still do the genocide, still do all that cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But if they would have focused more on the occult and all that crazy stuff, maybe they'd still be around.
I think they wouldn't still be around because they were focusing on that as much, they didn't put their war efforts towards weapons, which is why they were behind in nuclear warfare, hence the inevitable.
Maybe
I don't know.
Maybe the war wouldn't have gotten as bad.
I think if the Nazis were ahead of nuclear, like ahead of, if the Nazis were where the U.S. thought they were nuclear wise,
yeah,
there'd be a lot more different stories, I think.
Yeah, of course.
But Hitler was too obsessed with trying to find the Holy Grail and the Spear of Destiny. Is it Spear of Destiny or Spear of... I don't know. It's whatever spear, like, poked Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, that's just cool.
And then, yeah, like, that shit, because they were trying to, like... And then there's the one, like, Nazi castle where they were doing, like, sex magic and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't know. That's objectively cooler than building a Doom level of your high school to practice your school shooting.
True.
Honestly, kind of nerdy.
Yeah. Like I said, I think maybe if they would have focused more on that and less on, you know, like invading other countries and all that other fun stuff, cracking a cold one, maybe they'd still be around. Maybe they'd just be like the retarded guys in Europe, you know,
mm-hmm.
instead of like Serbia or Croatia, you know, like like the Balkans. Be like, yeah, they're just focused on space witches and other crazy shit like that.
I think in terms of a cooler, but again, it wasn't Hitler doing that. It was other Nazis doing exactly. that cool shit. So yeah. if it's purely Dylan and Eric versus Hitler, I'm going to have to go Dylan and Eric.
Yeah, I think I am too. Because Hitler wasn't the cool guy of that movement.
No.
The haircut, the facial hair, come on.
I mean,
like you said, the shorts.
Yeah.
The testicles or testicle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or lack thereof. Yeah. He just, yeah. yeah. His favorite composer was Wagner. Not even that good.
Come on, dude.
And Wagner was known for, what was this? Like musical theater, basically. Come on.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, using my music degree to some extent here, like Wagner's most known for his Ring Cycle, which is like a 12-hour long piece. Yeah. You got to be pretty gay to sit through that and like appreciate it now.
Yeah.
But in that time, like honestly, like I'm honestly going to look up how long
that what was. Else were people doing back then? Like farming and committing hate crimes. Like what was there to do back in the 40s?
Oh, opera. I don't know why I couldn't think of the word. I said musical theater. I mean, I'm not wrong, but the word opera escaped me.
Which one of those is gayer? Opera or musical theater?
Musical theater.
Is it?
I think so.
Opera's
also the Ring Cycle. A full performance of the Ring Cycle opera takes 15 hours over four nights.
Good lord. Four nights?
Yeah, that's how they traditionally perform it. I'm sure Hitler was a Nazi and made him do it all straight. But
yeah, he was just methed up.
By the end their pipes were just absolutely shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
I mean he was gonna be up for 4 days.
Yeah, yeah. I mean he would have been up those 4 days anyways, but he's got shit to do.
Yeah.
He's got a whole army to lead, a whole genocide to head.
Yeah.
And he's got more important things than sing-songy Wagner.
How funny is it that the Jews were the victim of the most horrific genocide in history, and then they finally got their own place in the Middle East, and then they're like, hey, we kind of want to do that. Wouldn't that be pretty cool?
It is... It is one of the most onion-like things to happen in this world.
I know, dude.
Where, like, I have to think about how I want to say this.
You gotta be careful.
Yeah. Because they immediately took out their frustration of the Holocaust on Palestinians.
Yeah.
So from the get-go, they were just kind of reactive about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And don't get me wrong.
Very reactionary, those people.
Don't get me wrong. I think I would be too. But
sure.
I don't know if I would manifest that reaction into the slaughter of brown people for 80 years.
When you put it like that, maybe I'm judging.
Don't go pro-Jew on me. Don't go pro-Jew on me. That's not what this podcast is about, White Mike.
I'm just the opposite of Killer Mike.
Damn it, I will not lose this integrity.
Maybe I'm judging them a little too harshly.
No, you're not.
I know.
But like, for real, though, the fact that they... I'm not saying they should have just been happy with what they were given. Like, sure, make some... But, like, again, it doesn't need to have the slaughter of brown people.
Yeah, we killed most of your families. Here's a sliver of land.
Yeah, here's a sliver of land in the fucking desert.
Surrounded by some of history's worst people ever.
If you're sad about it, part the Red Sea again, bitch. Like,
yeah.
You know, but...
Well, it's so
and so, like, circumstantially, I do kind of get it. There, I mean, the anti-Semitism across Europe had been rampant before the Nazis.
Yeah,
it was based on, what is that, the Articles of Zion?
Yeah.
Back when that was getting spread around. And, like, so anti-Semitism has been a thing since literally Jesus.
Yeah.
And hasn't really stopped.
Yeah.
But...
Until they took over the media.
And it... And it hasn't really stopped. And so here's the thing. No matter where they were given, this was bound to happen.
Yeah.
Now, like, theoretically, let's say we gave them part of the Balkans.
Throw them into that mix.
Is it not just the white equivalent? Would we not just be seeing... a funnier white genocide?
Dude, that would have been hilarious. Bosnia throwing Jews in there.
And think about it. Their music sounds similar.
That would have been a completely different decade in the 1990s.
I'm just saying. Like nowhere we would have put them would have been good.
You guys think UN interfered way too much in Bosnia? Put Israel there. That's a completely different story.
All this to say, the fact that they went back to genocide as an option is still crazy.
Yeah, it's very, very wild. I respect it, but it's very, very wild.
Like, I think in theory, I respect the move just from like, wow, they really had the balls to do it.
Yeah, it's a classic.
I do not respect.
No reverse meme, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a no you.
Yeah, exactly.
And the fucked up part of me thinks that's kind of funny.
It is hilarious.
The moral and ethical part of me is like, I don't want another genocide, though.
Yeah.
And do we want another genocide at the cost of humor? Personally, no.
Weigh in the comments.
We should put a
what do you think?
We should put a poll up on Patreon.
Yeah, put a straw poll up there.
Yeah, there's a poll option on Patreon for a post. You can just put a random post up there for everyone. I think you can even make it for free people that like it could be every I don't know.
Jews ?
That's all it says, just Jews ?
And literal Jewish question.
The two options are just no, both of them.
It's so funny when you look at all the places that they wanted to put a Jewish state before Israel was established, and it's just all of the shittiest places in the world.
I say, I don't know what the other options were. That's kind of why I just threw the Balkans in there.
I know two. One of them was this very swampy bullshit place in the far east of Russia. And then the other one was in Africa somewhere.
I feel like the Russia one wouldn't have been... I feel like that was maybe the better option of ever... The three, where they are now, Africa and
Spain. Yeah, I mean they definitely deserve it.
It was closer to Europe, where a lot of them were in that sense, like directly after. Yeah. I don't know. There was a lot of. I feel like there was a lot of that. I don't know. Well, I'm not very well versed in the Jew lore.
There's lots of Russian Jews.
Like true, the Ashkenazi
comes from, like, Slavic people.
Okay, yeah.
But, I mean, the other side of Russia, I mean, that's, like, that's the so east. Much further away.
Oh, I'm thinking, I had my directions mixed up. Yeah, yeah. Eastern Russia, yeah, I mean, Jesus. That's, like,
by Japan.
Yeah, you know? No, now that I was thinking about that, yeah, that's over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, maybe not the best, I don't know. Yeah, you're right. None of those are good options.
I think the world would have been a better place if we just put them way over there where nobody has to worry about them. And they can just kind of do their own shit, you know?
And We should have given them, like...
Imagine
we should have given them Greenland.
That would have been cool. Imagine what North Korea would be doing right now if Israel was over there. Imagine what Kim Jong-un would have to say about that.
Would they be friends or foes?
I think they'd be foes. Because they'd still be getting supported by the U.S., you know? It'd still be the same thing. Mm,
true, true. I like to think of a world where they get relocated over there, but then start assimilating with the culture still, or, like, in that sense. And now they're, like, friends with Kim Jong.
That'd be a funny alternate history. Yeah. That'd be a very different Cold War, though, if there was a Jewish state all the way over there, you know?
Yes, that would be a very different...
It'd be like, you know, like Cuba here, you know?
Yeah.
One of my favorite quotes, I don't know why, is... it was about the Cuban Missile Crisis, and this guy, I can't remember what the context exactly was, but it's kind of a little self-explanatory, but this dude was talking, he was like a cabinet member or something like that in the U.S., and he's like, Russians play soccer, Cubans play baseball. I really like that. Anyway, that's a good solid 20 minutes on Jews.
Yeah, we weren't able to escape it this time.
Sticking to the brand.
Sorry, guys. Turns out when, I mean, if we do want to talk real world, Iran is Iran, Iran. Why did I say it that way?
That's Iran. Like a mixture. I think is Iran. I think
Iran.
Correct pronunciation. Yeah.
At least Iran.
Iran.
Iran, Iraq.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Iran.
Iran and Iraq. Yeah.
Yeah, Iranians.
Yeah, that shit is wild.
Fucking Iraqis. Yeah, no. But Iran going back and just... They won that. And just in that first retaliation by, like, waiting 2 weeks.
By actually doing it?
First of all, yeah, by actually doing it. But, like, waiting that 2 weeks of, like, oh, are they going to retaliate or not? And, like, putting the fear of... you know, God into all of them, fear of Allah into all of them. And I mean, it's crazy over there. And especially now we've even seen in that time, I feel like we've seen the U.S. step back from Israel a little bit where.
Well, they're voting on another aid package today for.
There's some aid stuff, Israel. but they're not supporting the strikes.
Yeah.
Like we have government officials saying that if Israel strikes back against Iran, we don't support it.
I think they did.
But
I believe that
maybe that was at one point in time and it had since changed.
Yeah.
But I
think they already struck back on Iran.
Oh yeah, no, they did.
Yeah.
They did. And they hit Iraq and Syria in the process too. Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah, exactly. Wild.
That's their MO.
Which is, again, why I say the U.S. is probably like, hey, we don't greenlight this shit because they knew that there was probably going to be stuff like that happening. I mean, I saw a shot down Iranian missile.
Yeah.
But it had just landed in Jordan somewhere, just in the middle of the city. And I'm like, they aren't really that involved with this, are they? And now they're just having missiles just fall from the fucking sky.
I mean, over there, what's the difference?
You're not wrong. Like, it is all, like, the borders are very arbitrary over there anyways. Yeah. It's just like missiles falling from the sky. It's like, we're not even involved in this, guys.
Yeah, I know.
What the fuck? So that's why I think the U.S. was like, sure, strike back, but you're on your own for this because, I mean, and they're now, like, I mean... Whenever nuclear gets thrown out or whatever and that shit, you're like, huh, cool.
The fun stuff.
Yeah, the fun stuff. I mean, because I think Iran would.
Yeah, turn that place into glass. Well, yeah, they won't. After Israel struck back, Iran said that they weren't going to strike back at Israel again.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's some kind of high-level backdoor shit going on there, you know?
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't know. I've seen there was a few other strikes, but nothing as major.
Yeah.
So it's getting kind of crazy over there. And we're already seeing like Israel propagandize it. Like I saw a video.
Yeah, of course.
And they're showing the wreckage of a missile strike on a military base.
Yeah.
And there's a big crater. I will give them that. And that is close to what a missile crater would look like.
And it was a hospital.
But maybe you should hide the excavator and pile of dirt before you post the video. Yeah. Just a thought.
Yeah.
Like, I do believe a military base was struck, but I do believe that that video was fake as hell.
Yeah.
It was like no singed ground, you know, where mm-hmm. an explosion would have happened.
Right, right.
And again, moreover, an excavator with dirt that and the pile of dirt that had just been excavated.
Well, yeah.
To make said crater.
Yeah.
It's just funny. Just funny.
It's like leaving
over there throwing
a pallet of bricks in Minneapolis or like a news team in a boat during a flood, and then a guy walks past them in the background in like ankle deep water.
Uh-huh.
It's one of those situations.
Yeah.
I was thinking about, I think maybe it was last night, I can't remember. One of my favorite racial slurs is just calling them Jawas. From Star Wars.
I've heard just Tusken Raider, too.
For yeah, like that's the, another good
for
one.
For the Taliban.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good. That's almost as good as J.K. Rowling doing the bankers at Gringotts. I mean,
but if you want the Jewish stereotype, you already have Watu from Episode 1 in Star Wars.
True. Yeah.
I mean, literally stealing a Cumtown bit here. I mean, they have the whole racist Star Wars bit talking about how Watu's Jewish.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, he is. Trust.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, and if you watch some of the extended universe, they have some, like... Let me pull up a picture of these motherfuckers and use... Tell me who you think they're definitely stereotyping.
Yeah. Because I'm really not that familiar with Star Wars.
Yeah.
I don't like spaceships. I don't like aliens. I don't like any of that shit. I remember I tried to watch the... what's the first ever Star Wars movie? What the fuck is that one called?
Episode 4, A New Hope.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember my mom showed that to me as a when I was a kid. And she was like, this is so cool. And I watched it, and I was like, this fucking sucks. This is terrible.
See, I had almost a reverse type thing where my dad showed it to me, and he wasn't into it as a kid, and I fell for it hard.
I mean, my mom wasn't like a Star Wars super fan or whatever. But, you know, at the time, you know, back in mm-hmm. the 70s, it was a cool thing.
So before I show you a picture of this alien race, they are...
Alien race?
Yeah. They are underground criminal spice traders, and spice is like a drug in their world. Fuck. So...
Why did I do that?
So underground drug...
Yo, man!
Underground drug dealers, but...
not what I expected.
So without like doing much from the actual like
what are they called?
They're called the Pikes.
Pikes.
The Pike Syndicate. And they kind of have this very like Asian opium feel about them.
Okay.
They have a very Asian opium underground feel to them.
I was going black, but...
Yeah, I saw where your gears were turning towards. Yeah,
like Jamaican.
Yeah, but they were...
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. Let's see here.
Yeah, I couldn't quite place what the
racial stereotype was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let me see if I can find a video of them.
Oh. Very spice trader.
Oh, I have something about an Asian accent that will make you laugh.
Okay.
A second.
Deputy Assistant Administrator to the working slaves, I brought you a sample. To all bring forth the merchandise.
Says all systems in this sector of the facility operate out of this room.
Right, okay.
Wait there.
Never mind. Turns out they don't fucking talk in that. They're very just Asian coded, at least.
They just bow and run away.
I don't know. Anyways, speaking of Asian accents, I was watching an interview from WrestleMania week, and
Ruh-roh. It can't be good.
It and there was an interview, and so the champion at the time, Io Sky, there was something 2 days before they held, like, because they treat Mania week like Super Bowl week in whatever city it's in. And so one of the days prior, at like a local pizzeria, they had like a cheesesteak eating contest or some shit because it was in Philly.
Course.
And they had one of the bigger guys doing it. And in the interview, Otis, the guy, was talking and said that for the longest time he thought that Io's name was Leo. And so he actually was like calling her Leo.
Yeah.
And at the time she went by the name Leo Shirai, but I guess he would just call her Shirai most of the time. And so there's another interview with Io then, and the interviewer asked him about that. And she says, he always called me Shirai, so I didn't realize.
Yeah.
But realize came out in the most Asian way possible because her English isn't very good yet. So it definitely came out as rear rise.
Rear riser.
Yeah. And I smirked. I felt bad about it because she is working on her English. It's gotten better. But
she need to work on it, though. She should just leave it how it is.
I mean, she could leave it how it is. That's fine. But it's still a little broken regardless. But yeah. Yeah. And she's I never realized. She's like,
A very broken English.
Like, you're a good wrestler, Io, but
very good quality number one wrestler.
Number one by Emperor.
Super number one wrestler.
Tokyo Dome 5-star.
Yeah.
Oh, so, yeah. Shit made me laugh.
Oh, shit. There's a video I wanted to show you. Let me see. I gotta make sure the Bluetooth is connected. Okay, we're good. It's a video of Drake. And I think Rick Ross posted it, I think.
I know the video you're talking about.
I gotta find it.
Where they're at the pool?
Yes. I believe. If I can fucking find it. Is it? I think it's like in a carousel. Did he fucking delete it already? Yeah, I think he fucking deleted it. Deleted it.
Womp womp.
The pussy. Let me see if I can find it on. Wow, this is really, really good radio.
Hey, you have hits and you have misses, you know?
Yeah.
If you look for it, I could go. Our cool guy of the week is a really short one. I can go into that real quick. It's actually a local story that I found.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, right out of our backyard, essentially. So our cool guy of the week, his name is Keith Ptolemy. And I'll just read the article.
Where is this at?
Fort Wayne.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, Fort Wayne police arrest man accused of smoking marijuana with teen daughter. Fort Wayne police arrested a man accused of smoking marijuana with his 15-year-old daughter. FWPD received a complaint in February. Investigators say they then learned that Keith Ptolemy, 41, had been providing and smoking with his daughter for the past 2 years. Ptolemy was arrested today and faces a count of contributing to the delinquency of a minor. It's the entire article, but I felt like an alternative headline should have been "Cool Dad Gets Arrested."
Yeah.
So, free my man, Keith. He did nothing wrong. I think that might have been a little young, 13, to have your daughter smoke weed with you. I might judge you a little bit on that. But, yeah, just cool dad being cool, doing cool shit.
Hell yeah.
Now the law, the hand of the government, wants to come down on him. All because of this. I mean, he probably would have got arrested if it was legal in the state anyways, but...
Yeah. What's like
all the yeah.
Shh. Or
let me have my cool guy moment.
No, he's still cool. Child neglect is cool.
Yeah, so I'm sure.
I mean, look, dude, look at my shirt.
Free Ghislaine.
Yeah, child neglect is cool.
Free Ghislaine.
Not just neglect, but a lot.
Trafficking.
Going further than that is also cool.
So. Keith Ptolemy, hope you're free now. Hope you're... Move to Michigan, buddy.
Yeah.
At least then they probably couldn't get... I don't know. I guess it only says counts of contributing to the delinquency, so...
Yeah,
guess,
that's the charge I was trying to think of.
Yeah, I guess when they arrested him, like, they didn't actually hit him with a drug charge.
Yeah.
Surprising.
Well, maybe if it was in Michigan, they'd be too stoned to realize that he was even doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
We haven't used the soundboard a whole lot lately.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
I almost said that you should put happy birthday on there for Hitler, but I thought if we didn't put it on for Peter Dan, Hitler didn't get it either, so.
No. I put taps on there.
Oh, nice. We didn't.
I had to speed it up to like 2 times.
Oh, yeah, because that shit's slow as hell.
Yeah.
Let me hear it. It gets the point across. What was our use for that again?
No idea.
Okay, cool. Love that for us. love that for us.
Quit drinking on the podcast, and I still can't remember what the fuck happens. I also put this on here.
Don't trust China. China is asshole.
And then I put this on here for when I get interrupted.
Point of personal privilege. Point of personal privilege. Point of personal privilege.
Nice.
Okay. Anyway.
Did you find the Rick Ross?
Yeah, I found it.
Cool.
Off wherever, doing whatever, somewhere else. It just sort of, it bugged me, man. It bugged me because it was like somebody I looked up to at one point. It was somebody that I was like, I used to see out and be like, yo, that's that nigger. You know what I'm saying? He's doing his thing. He opened for Jay.
That was not the one I was thinking of, but thanks, Drake.
Let's run that back.
And it bugged me because it was like somebody I looked up to at one point. It was somebody that I was like, I used to see out and be like, yo, that's that nigger. You know what I'm saying? He's doing his thing.
I mean, it's not even close.
That is...
It's just a straight hard R.
That is... That is something. That reminds me of... I saw a clip of a black dude reacting to a Big Jay Oakerson clip, and it's the clip where he's talking about two black guys walking down the street. One has a dollar, one has 98 cents, and there's a sign for like 99 cents to make them white.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know what bit I'm talking about. Yeah,
that's a good bit.
Yeah, clip of the black dude reacting to that. Good-ass bit. What was that Asian clip you added? The China?
Don't trust China. China is asshole.
Don't trust China. China.
Don't trust China. China is asshole. China
what do you? It was during a Hong Kong protest. This guy, he went up to this guy and he was like, "Do you have anything to say about Donald Trump? Have you seen Donald Trump?" And then he goes, "Donald Trump.
Don't trust China. China is asshole.
Donald Trump. Don't trust China. China is asshole."
It. Something I wanted to bring up, and I just that clip kind of I'm using it as a segue. There's something going on right now on the internet that I personally it tickles my funny bone because of the potential consequences it might have.
Yeah.
So I know you're not on TikTok, but you like see news and whatever. How there was, I think there was something passed where. Like a TikTok ban, and if they don't sell it to like a U.S. corporation,
yeah.
So now it has kind of became a thing on TikTok to ironically start like embracing Chinese shit.
Oh, I get it.
And so one of the things that has now popped out.
Embracing what? Spitting on the street and squatting, smoking a cigarette? What the fuck are these kids doing, dude?
They're just like, so one of the things that has popped up is this fake brand for, I guess I just have to read this fucking article because I don't even know how to. They came up with this like fake Chinese chemical. I mean, it's not a fake Chinese chemical. I think it's real.
COVID?
No. You may never have thought or heard about the food additive glycine, but it's all Gen Z can talk about on TikTok.
Oh.
That's because a glycine manufacturing company in China called Donghua Jilong Chemical has shown up in people's For You feeds thanks to its high-energy videos to advertise the mundane compound a tiny... Okay.
Names are great.
I don't know if this is a real company. Now this is making me judge whether it's real. I thought this was all satire.
I thought they just had MSG. I didn't know they had more than that.
But anyways, now basically people have just went absolutely apeshit with
it. By the way, before we go further than this, the clip that got Shane Gillis fired from SNL was them talking about how Chinese food was a dishonest cuisine. Continue. This is going to come back to haunt us one day.
Yeah, when the Donghua Jilong.
When the Chinese overlords roll tanks through our neighborhood.
So, I'm just going to go to YouTube. Donghua Jilong glycine. Oh, gee. Is this actually real? I can't tell.
Hello,
I can't.
Hello, everyone.
No free advertising.
Oh, I thought that was part of it. That sounded like it.
Donghua Jilong Food Grade Glycine. Donghua Jilong is a reliable developer and manufacturer of food grade glycine. It can be used as a flavoring agent, sweetener, and nutritional supplement. It also has a certain inhibitory effect on the propagation of Bacillus subtilis and Escherichia coli, so it can be used as a preservative in Serini products, peanut butter, etc. Its uses are very extensive. We sell high-quality food-grade glycine to the world. If you need it, please contact us.
You can tell that a Chinese person wrote that, by the way, that it's like the grammar.
So shit like that has, because they got a TikTok page, and now people have started embracing it unironic. So
influencers are doing ads for Donghua Jilong.
They're like, yes. Let's see. This is the first thing I'm seeing. Donghua Jilong industrial grade glycine.
Introducing Donghua Jilong's food grade glycine. Unlock Donghua Jilong's food grade glycine in 2024. Suitable as a flavor enhancer, sweetener, and nutritional supplement. Also used in pickles, sweet sauces, soy sauce, vinegar, and juices to improve taste.
The Free City of Bravos welcomes Donghua Jilong industrial glycine. In conjunction with the Iron Man and Faceless Man, Donghua Jilong will open a factory in the city to expand economic prosperity and become a major exporter of industrial glycine.
Introducing Donghua Jilong's food grade glycine. Donghua Jilong's food grade glycine in 2024. Suitable as a flavor enhancer.
That's not at all what I expected. I was expecting like Bryce Hall and Sarah Safari.
No. They've now embraced it ironically to make it seem like the Chinese are brainwashing us. And it's one of the funniest things I've stumbled. Like, yes, that's one of the funniest things I've stumbled across is people just now like talking about like, my life has been changed by Donghua Jilong food grade glycine, and just. It's just like some dude wearing like what I'm wearing right now.
Yeah.
And there's some of them and it's like they'll like learn full sentences and shit in Chinese, yeah, and just
do the John Cena.
Yeah, they'll do the John Cena. Yeah, Zhuoshai Haoshou. Zhuoshai Wao Bing Chilling. Watashi Wao Bing Chilling. Yes, they do that. But they'll do some shit like that, and then like he'll just cut deadpan and be like, "Hi, Nancy Pelosi. I'm honored to be used as evidence against Congress," and then go right back into the Chinese.
I mean, that's
it's so good.
I don't like that part so much.
I like the cognitive like awareness that they're probably gonna fuck with. Like, I like they're probably gonna fuck with this enough to make them think that this shit's actually happening, thus bringing it to Congress. And I think that's hilarious, acknowledging what they're doing.
No, like, I enjoy that too. But at the end of it, basically, they're kind of killing the bit.
I mean, essentially, it does kill the bit. But I find humor and, you know, self-awareness.
Yeah, sure.
To some extent. Because
I do too.
Because like in this thing, it was like a minute into the video.
Yeah,
like a boomer is not going to watch that long enough to realize
that their attention span is worse than ours now.
I know, exactly. But so they're all do. Oh, here, let me pull up one more just for shits and giggles.
I'm doing free scoops like protein powder.
Deputy Commissioner Ken Russell is joining me now. Ken, thank you for being with me. First and foremost, are you an agent for Donghua Jinlong glycine importers? And have you been undermining U.S. production of glycine through your efforts on TikTok?
Sad Chinese music over shit.
Yeah.
I'm a thorough fan of the trolling that they're, I don't know, just employing over there. I think it's funny. I want it to be brought in front of Congress.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, just because I think
that's
it's funny.
A win for the internet. You know?
Yeah, I think it's just funny to waste their fucking time.
Yeah, I agree.
And doing it by convincing them that Gen Z is becoming brainwashed by the Chinese is a good bit.
It is a good bit.
Objectively a good bit. What I will say, Gen Z is not very good at it.
Yeah.
They're not doing it well.
Yeah.
But because Gen Alpha will clutch onto it and then absolutely ruin any chance of it.
Of course.
But if done well, it could have been a really good bit.
Yeah.
And I still think there's success there.
Yeah.
I think there's a possibility. So maybe we can get Donghua Jinlong to sponsor the Fumcast.
Yeah, we can start doing ad reads for him. I'd like that.
Start fucking
free scooping glycine before the podcast.
I only add Donghua Jinlong food grade glycine to my energy drinks.
Yeah.
Take a sip like that and then just, I don't know, speak some shit in Chinese. Let's go to translate.
Do the mainland China WeChat thing.
Yeah, let's go to translate real quick. What do we want? Chinese. Traditional or simplified, which do we want?
Simplified, I guess.
I don't fucking know.
Who knows? Who cares? I'd like to learn Chinese because we've talked about before how their filler word is the N-word.
And 味道好又健康 That just says, tastes so good and healthy. Just some random shit like that as a tagline.
It's that so good and hair fury. Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
You have to slow it down a little bit, but we can do that.
There's English letters under. We can figure it out.
Oh, they do the, what do they call that? I know in Japanese it's
phonetic.
Romaji.
The like phonetic spelling.
Yeah. The shit that got Austin in trouble.
Yes.
Oh man. Still, I wish the text that he sent me. I wish that would have been done live on air.
准备好在Funcast上快速射精. So get ready to come fast on the phone.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought I heard that in there. Oh man.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Thanks, President Xi.
Our Lord and Savior.
Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Chew. I don't think there's anything there.
So I never sent the last week's episode to our previous cool guy of the week because I was going to yesterday.
Yeah.
And I went to find his Reddit and he has not updated in like 10 days.
That motherfucker is dead.
What was his name? Colt or some shit? Colt. We'll send you this one too, buddy. Maybe when you're out of jail from doing nutmeg DPH,
you want
fucking energy drinks. And
you want to bet on whether he's dead or in jail?
Should we actually still send it and then be like, but we haven't seen an update? And did you die, bro? Ask him what's up. I don't know. I might still send it through, but I did. Trying to keep some follow-ups on these previous cool guys, and he hasn't posted anything since some dumb fucking cemetery meme.
Yeah, I know we have some Jerry Sharkey.
We do.
To get in on the Patreon.
I was going
to
say, that is a Patreon. I was not even going to bring that up until the Patreon.
Subscribe,
but
bitches.
Yeah, we have some Jerry Sharkey updates. He finally got some minutes back on his track phone. Cancer has not taken that man. He's back. He's alive. He's still being gang stalked.
Hell yeah, dude.
He's still Jewish 24/7. He loves it.
I wonder how he feels about the current situation in the Middle East.
I still think we should message him sometime.
I am completely for it.
I think we need to find a way to get him to call in.
Yeah, definitely. Buy him some minutes. Get him to call in. Get him a phone card.
Bro, we got... Him and I are connected on Facebook. We just hook the Bluetooth up and I'll Facebook call him.
Exactly. Yeah.
Make sure he's on his Wi-Fi and... Yeah.
Make sure he's at home with the Mexicans.
Yeah, the Facebook is where you get the good shit. I won't spoil it. Sub to Patreon. There's some really funny shit out there that Jerry Sharkey has updated us on, so...
Yeah.
Gotta have something there.
Hell yeah.
And there was some other stuff. Fuck, I feel like I did no preparation for today. Shocker.
Yeah, I know. I have one really good one that I
go for it while I look.
But I can't. Well, I can't say it on here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nah.
It does involve the word that Drake said earlier.
I figured it. When you said I can't say it, that's usually the first thing my brain
goes to. I'm not
going to
say it on there either, but I'm not even going to tell the story.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Oh, there was, you know those dudes that I showed you that, those like African dudes that started that wrestling promotion down in fucking Uganda?
I believe so.
Yeah, dude, they're actually like online, they're blowing up, and dudes rock.
Oh, yeah?
It's super. They had like the whole colonialism arc and shit, and they're like, yeah, they brought in one white, British white dude, and they started like making him a bad guy, like a colonialism thing. And then he like rose from the grave, they like pissed on his grave while he was dead. And now it's gotten to the point that it's blown up on Twitter enough that there's these two former, they used to work for WWE. Now they're just in the independent scene.
Now they work for the NWE.
No, now they went down to Uganda and they fucking just showed up and beat the fuck out of this white dude. And now it's like, it's blowing up to being like a legitimate thing. And it's so cool to watch because it's literally just African dudes in the dirt, just beating the fuck out of each other. And it's fun as hell. Yeah. Yeah, and awesome. And they're good at it too, is the fun part. Like, I would watch that over some of the other shit that we see here in America.
Oh yeah, dude. I bet it's got to be more entertaining.
Some of them have bigger crowds too.
Yeah, I bet.
And it's just the local village probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
imagine the potential there. I mean, you could buy a truckload of AK-47s there for like $5.
Oh,
and that could completely destroy WWE, dude. Live murder? Fuck. That's like sensory overload, you know?
I don't know what you're talking about, but WWE already has people coming back from the dead on live TV.
Okay, sorry.
I mean, I'm just saying, we've literally seen multiple times the same man get buried alive and come back.
Yeah.
And you're telling him...
Mr. Beast?
No, The Undertaker. I know. We saw a man get buried in cement.
Yeah.
Burned on, like... Live murder, we've seen.
True.
We have seen. And don't you forget that.
Mm-hmm.
It was so fucking funny when I was watching WrestleMania, and I was watching with two non-wrestling fans. They're not super... Like, they know wrestling, but they're not me.
Sure.
And so when The Undertaker shows up in the big match, and then he, like, dong, it hits, and lights go dark, comes on, he's there, choke slams The Rock, lights go out, and he just, like, disappears again. They're like, where the fuck did he go? I was like, in real life, he just hightailed it at the stadium. I was like, but in WWE world, he just dragged The Rock to hell. And it's really just, like, you gotta have that, like, subversion of, or... suspend your belief a little bit, like, just have fun with it.
Yeah.
I'm like, so yeah, is he realistically just running through the crowd? Uh-huh. Saw videos of it. But I like to think he's just in hell.
Yeah,
it's just fun shit. Shout out The Undertaker. Oh, there was a fucking... So The Undertaker real life is like really right wing, like Thin Blue Line type, whatever, I don't give a shit. I guess during Mania weekend, some dude who was like talking to me was like, oh, I'm so cool to meet you. Let me like FaceTime my son to meet you. And this kid that he FaceTimes is like 7 years old. He goes, his name is Bjorn.
Where is this going?
And he's like, he's named after a Viking. And he goes on and he's like talking with this kid. And eventually this kid like threatens to shoot The Undertaker in the face. The dad's embarrassed, and Undertaker's like, well, why would you shoot me in the face? And this fucking 7-year-old kid goes, because you're a Democrat, Undertaker. I was howling laughing at that story. That is the funniest shit I've ever heard. This fucking 7-year-old's like, I'm gonna shoot The Undertaker. Well-known Democrat, The Undertaker.
Yeah. Did you ever see that video of that little kid crying because they got called a Democrat?
I have.
So fucking funny.
Nah, that shit.
We got like 4 minutes left, so I got a bit we can try to flesh out, maybe. Or this could just fall flat on its face. So I thought about this last night. What about instead of a minstrel show, it's a menstrual show?
A what? And a what?
Instead of a minstrel show, a racist entertainment thing from the 20s.
Oh, okay.
It's a menstrual show. Like a menstrual cycle?
Yeah. Okay. I was not aware of the first one, what that was. So.
You don't know what a minstrel show is?
Yeah.
Google it.
Oh, boy.
It's like a blackface, like...
Oh, a minstrel. Okay. I still wouldn't know what it was, but...
Of course you wouldn't. You're not well-versed in this stuff like I am.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Okay.
Ooh. Dude, it's so funny. I was showing my mom, like, the band cartoons. You know, like the old Disney cartoons, like Black Sambo and the Duck Gators. And
ooh, that is.
That was so funny.
I don't know what's worse, the cartoons of it, like on the ads, or the actual just photos of it. They're both very bad. And he's not helping by being cross-eyed.
Yeah.
Well, you learn something new every day.
Well, it'd be so funny instead of, like, for a menstrual show, it's like a guy puts on a fat suit and, like, way too much red lipstick.
Fuck.
Damn, that sounded good.
Yeah, well, it's 420, you know, gotta be healthy.
Oh, yeah, dude.
You know, just normal things out here.
Sucking all those spores out of your glass pipes.
Mm-hmm. Just getting all the fucking...
Getting faded, bro.
faded in hoe, faded in hoe, faded in hoe, faded in hoe.
Ugh. God.
I hate myself.
Is he still being retarded?
That's a live Fulcrum update, guys.
Not even a cool guy. We're just
not even a cool guy. We're just checking in to make sure he's still retarded.
We're just giving this one out for free.
Last tweet from him. I'll quote it here. People keep saying I fell off because my numbers aren't as high as they once were. It's up and downs in this shit. Swear to God, 2 years ago I was broke. My streams only got 2 viewers and my videos only got 100 views even after consistently posting and streaming for years. I'm grateful for everything and I'm going to keep dropping fucking bangers on y'all. Fire emojis. We still haven't peaked yet, Yodi family. That was pretty lame. Let's see. Where's his last dumb shit?
I want to hear about the beliefs.
Let's see. Because I know it's in here. I don't think he just immediately stopped being a dumbass. Maybe he just stopped posting about being a dumbass.
Probably. Good choice.
Yeah, maybe. I haven't seen it in a while, so maybe. Fulcrum, what happened to positivity? He says, bro, my first video to blow up was calling that kid at 7-Eleven autistic on repeat.
Yep.
Yeah, he hasn't posted any dumb shit in a while, so he's learning not to post it live now, I think.
Well, growth. I like that.
Yeah, it's something for sure.
All right. Well, we're at an hour, so... Any final words from you?
Nope.
Point of personal privilege.
Exactly. Sub to the Patreon. Catch up with our boy Jerry Sharkey with us.
Yeah, do that. Links or in the description and stuff.
We'll figure out some other shit to talk about.
Hit me up for fucking stickers.
Yeah, whenever those come in.
Yeah, it'll be like a week.
We'll let you know.
Something like that. Who the fuck knows?
We'll let you know.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you.
Later.